Hey everybody, Nick here, and thank you for listening to this special episode of a series, well, sort of like a series, let me start by saying that, the Castlevania Netflix anime is now available to watch, and, there's 4 episodes right now on season 1, and, yeah, what I am going to do on this podcast, this episode, basically, is talk about each episode and, what I like about them, and, yeah, pretty much that. So, let's get right to it. So, it's just called Castlevania. It's like the old games that came out in the mid to late 80s. And there are still some Castlevania games coming out today, and they're based off of them, with Dracula, Alucard, and, Trevor Belmont. So, yeah, if you don't really know much of Castlevania, just think about, like, Dracula, vampires, that sort of thing. Or you could even look it up. But, so, episode 1, it is called Witch Bottle, and it starts off in Wallachia, in the year 1455, which is in Romania. And we see the person that makes this whole TV show worthwhile. Her name is Lisa, blonde hair, and she basically finds the Castle Dracula. And she basically talks to Vlad Dracula, and they have a little discussion. She's not really afraid of him. Everybody thinks she's a witch. She's not a witch. And so he kind of takes her up under her wing. So then we actually see the opening, and the opening's actually pretty cool. I can't remember if it had any music, but yeah, the opening was pretty cool, I'll say that. And then after the opening, we see the same place, Wallachia, which is Romania. It's 20 years in the future, so it's 1475. We see our female protagonist, Lisa, being burned at the stake by priests. And basically, from what her and Dracula talked about, she was able to, basically, Dracula taught her a lot of things about everything, basically, immortality, and he showed her books and how to concoct different potions or things of that matter, so they thought she was a witch, so that's why they're burning her at the stake. So, she basically dies there. Dracula goes to the place, the city, the village, and he basically asks a woman if she has seen Lisa, and he's like, well, I'm her husband, so where is she? She's like, well, the priests are burning her at the stake, so then he basically goes into a fury, and where Lisa is being burned at, he kind of Wizard of Oz it, in a way. You remember Wizard of Oz, how the big old face was talking to everybody? He basically does that in the fire where Lisa's being burned at, and he gives them an ultimatum, basically. He says, I'll be back in 1 year, and you better repent or else. Basically that, and people think he's a devil, people are scared, but some of the priests aren't scared. And then, later on we see Dracula and Alucard talking, and I won't say what happens there, but something happens. And then after they talk, 1 year passes, like Dracula said, and, we see the same place, Wallachia, and we see the Pope coming out, and he basically talks really badly about Dracula, or Satan, and he basically says that, you know, it's a lie, it's been a year, nothing's happened, so the people are kind of, uplifted about that. And then, after he's talking, guess what happens? Yep. Dracula comes in. He basically curses a village, unleashes fury, basically. Blood falling from the sky. I think like gargoyles or demons or something running rampant. And basically Dracula tells his minions to kill everything and everyone that you can see. So yeah, he kind of did keep his word. Sorry, Pope. So then after that, it pans to a pub. And in this pub, we see some men talking and drinking, you know, saying some stories that I really can't mention on here. But, so in the captions, we actually see somebody named Trevor say that he wants another glass of ale. So Trevor is Trevor Belmont, so keep that in mind. But when we're watching the pub scene, we see this skinny guy run through the pub, and he asks for a glass of ale, and he drinks the ale, and he basically says, "Oh, I saw Dracula's people coming." And the guys in the pub kind of don't believe him, but they're kind of like, "Man, we should kill them all," pretty much. So, yeah, it was a good episode. Good starter. And considering since there's only four of them, that kind of sucks. So we have to wait till next year to see the others. But, yeah, that's episode one. So, on episode two of Castlevania, it is called Necropolis. And we return where we were when episode one left off, in the bar, the pub area. And so, it seems to us that Trevor Belmont is drunk, but I think he's just playing it. But anyways, he buys a drink, and while he's looking for the gold, he accidentally shows off his chest. And then a guy points out, he says something like, "Is that a crest there?" And he thinks it's a Belmont crest. So basically the barman pick a fight with Belmont. And they find out that he is Trevor Belmont. So then they do fight. And it's a pretty intense scene. So then afterwards, Belmont walks out of the bar, and he falls asleep under a tree. So then, as he wakes up, he's walking, and then he sees a town in the distance, a city. And so he sees that they basically barricaded it, so he finds he looks for a way in. So then he, basically he sneaks in the city, and, what he sees in the city, it's called Gresha, I believe. And he sees how poor the people are, how they're starving, how they're hungry, and he sees a pile of dead bodies there. So he's hungry. He mentions that he's hungry. So then he basically tries to find some vendors to buy some food, and then he, I believe, buys some goat meat from a lady and asks her some questions, but she doesn't really say much. So then he finds this one guy, and he tells Belmont some things. So afterwards, Trevor's walking, and he sees these two priests basically escorting this one guy into an alley, and Trevor's telling himself to walk away, but then he overhears what they're saying to the one guy, the two priests. So the two priests, one of them almost kills the other guy until Trevor steps in, and he basically causes a commotion and another fight, and let me tell you, it's a pretty bloody scene. I was like, geez, that's crazy. But yeah, it was pretty great. So then we find out that the guy that Belmont saved, they're called a speaker, which the vendors mentioned. And so the speaker basically leads Trevor to the other ones, and Trevor finds out that one of them is missing, so there's 12 originally, but then here there's 11. So they get to talking, and Trevor knows their story from being a Belmont, and he doesn't ask how he can help, he just kind of asks the speakers what they need, sort of. I mean, he never really specifically asked them what they need or what can he do to help, he just kind of helped them. So he kind of wants them safe, so he basically makes a deal with them to go in the catacombs, find the remaining speaker that isn't there in the catacombs, and they kind of agree on that. So Trevor, we see him walking to the catacombs, and that's the end of episode 2. Pretty intense fighting scenes in episode 2. We see the destruction that happened in episode 1 carry over to episode 2. And we kind of see more of the history of Castlevania, I guess you could say, with the Belmonts, and how people don't like them, and the aftermath of Dracula. So, on episode 3 of Castlevania, it is called Labyrinth. And from where we last left off on episode 2, episode 3, we see Trevor Belmont entering the catacombs, or the labyrinth, and he grabs a torch and he lights it. He walks through the catacombs, and he explores the area, and then so he walks down these stairs, and then he steps on the ground, and he falls through, basically. He falls through a couple stories, and then he's on the ground floor. So on the ground floor here, he sees all these frozen statues. Like, they're not frozen, like, with water, but they're like stone frozen, I guess you could say. And so he's investigating them, and a moment after he's investigating them, he sees a one-eyed stone cyclops, he mentions. And so basically he's up for another fight. So the cyclops basically attacks him with his eye, I guess, like shoots out like a laser beam or something. And then Trevor's dodging between all these pillars, and he throws his knife, and then he grabs his whip, his chain, and he basically kills the cyclops with both. So after that happens, all of the statues are unfrozen, and one of them he holds, which is a woman. And then when the woman wakes up, she sees Trevor, and then she, like, moves away from him and throws up, and then, he thinks it's a boy at first, because the woman's dressed like a boy, but then he mentions that they did that to her on purpose. It's actually the granddaughter, not the grandson. So, that's pretty interesting. So then, we see the next scene with Trevor and the granddaughter. They go back to the speakers, and Trevor basically explains to the speakers that the that what's down there was a cyclops, and basically not to go down there, and they want to go down there because of what they heard with their stories, with the speaker stories, but he basically says that that the Belmont clan, the House of Belmont, had stories that passed down between them, and he basically explains what he saw down there, and he says that it's not catacombs, but it is Dracula's castle. So they kind of get spooked, and they kind of don't want to go down there now, because they know who Dracula is and don't want to mess with him. So after that, Belmont is leaving, and the priest that he fought in episode 2, those two and a group of them, all pretty much ambush him and basically say, "You're coming with us to the church or else we're just going to attack you." So he obeys and listens just to see, even though he knows that he's exiled from the church. So he talks to the head priest at the church, and he finds out that the priest isn't from the city, but another one. And they talk about various topics for a little while. They talk about Lisa in episode 1, who married Dracula. They basically talk about what's happening to the town, and the priest basically gives Beaumont an ultimatum to leave at sundown or else they'll kill him. So as he is leaving, we see that the priest basically wants to take over the church and rule it his way. So Beaumont goes back to the speakers and tells them that, you know, like, "Hey, we gotta get you guys out of here because the mob of people at sundown are gonna come and kill you." So they don't want to flee, but they know what's right. So as the sun's going down, we see like the demons awakening, and the villagers are grabbing their tools and torches. And we see the angry mob goes to where the speaker's house is, and they basically break down the doors, and we see the demon flying towards the city. And whenever they break down the doors, we see Trevor Beaumont standing there, and we see the priest asking him, "Well, where is all the speakers?" And he said that they're hidden somewhere safe, and we see that they're hidden back in the catacombs where the Cyclops was, actually, ironically enough. And so basically they tell him to leave, and he says no. And so he basically, the priest wants to fight him, so he fights them. He basically gets out of the house. The house kind of falls on the priest inside the house, and he runs away, going through different various alleys, and in one of them he actually becomes cornered, and he basically takes care of everybody there. But yeah, pretty great fighting scenes, actually. And that's episode 3. So on episode 4, it's called Monument, and it's the last episode of the season until next year. But anyways, we see the same city again, but right now it's in chaos. It's being attacked by the demons, and we see the church, and we see the head priest at the altar, and we hear some noise, and we're not really sure what it is, and then we hear something speaking to the priest, and then slowly but surely we see a demon, then 2, then 5, then 10, and basically this head demon kind of crawls up to the priest, and basically talks to him, and he basically thanks him, because if it wasn't for the priest killing the girl Lisa in the very first episode, none of these demons would be here. So the priest is kind of unweary about the whole situation, and so the demon kind of eats the priest, believe it or not. And so it pans over, and we see Beaumont. He's surrounded by the villagers, and then a circle of fire appears, and it goes around Beaumont and protects him. Then it zooms out, and we see the granddaughter, which her name is Sypha, if you've forgotten. And basically, she's protecting him. So they basically call her a witch, and she's not a witch. She's a speaker, and something else. I forget what they mentioned, but yeah, they had a specific term for her. So Beaumont, he's walking towards her. She's on a rooftop, and then he points out a man in the crowd, and he's like, "Hey, you're the guy that basically has people fighting for your battles. The same guy in episode 2 that almost killed that one speaker. And so he basically challenges to a one-on-one fight. And so Beaumont is talking to him, and he basically says it's all his fault. So something happens, and then all the villagers kind of stab him and kill him themselves. He doesn't even have to touch him, which is pretty awesome. So a little bit after that, they hear and they see some demons coming into the city, and they start killing some villagers. So Beaumont, he basically says, well, he basically commands people with long swords, pikes, to stand up front. He asks if there's a real priest, and to get some water and bless it. And he tells Sypha what to do, and he tells everybody to salt their swords. He said since he's the only one with experience in this matter, that's why he's taking charge. So the demons appear in front of them, and Sypha puts up a ice wall or some kind of wall, salt, I'm not really sure, but it's a wall on both sides of the demons, so they like to go forward, which is towards the villagers and Trevor and Sypha. So basically they start attacking them with holy water and their salted weapons, and they basically kill them all, which is pretty pretty crazy, the whole fight scene. And the main demon, the one that ate the priest, basically tells, well, he tries to fight Beaumont, but then Sypha interferes and helps him, and he basically tells him that there's more than them. There's an army of what they are in hell, and they die. So yeah, the floor falls underneath from Beaumont and Sypha, and then they fall so deep. They are actually in the catacombs again. And they mentioned that they've fallen deeper than before. So they go through the whole catacombs. It's very mechanical, and everything's just falling apart in this place. Soon enough, they walk up to this mechanical altar, and it looks pretty pristine. Like, it looks like it's been upkept. So as they're walking up to it, Beaumont accidentally steps on a switch on the ground, which awakens the person in the coffin. And this guy rises up, and he's a long blonde haired skinny white guy, basically. And he wakes up and he talks to them, and Sypha believes that he's the one that's been sleeping underground for them. But Beaumont disagrees. He believes he's a vampire. And so he finally figures out that this vampire guy has only been sleeping for a year, not 100 years or so. And basically, they talk a lot, and then they start to fight, because the vampire doesn't think that Beaumont can take him, and it's pretty intense. But it was pretty intense. So Beaumont actually, like, slashes the vampire almost in two, and basically has him dead almost. And the vampire is not really fazed by all that happened to him, and he's still pinning him down. And so basically they say some things, which I won't really spoil it, but they kind of figure out that he's not a vampire. In fact, he's actually Adrian Tepes, known to the Wolachians as Alucard, son of Vlad Dracula Tepes. So he's Dracula's son, which is Alucard. So they basically make amends, and they found out that he is the chosen one from the stories to save Wolachia, with Beaumont and Sypha, from their stories at least. So they grab all their gear and basically join forces together for the main missions to destroy Dracula. So yeah, that was Castlevania. I really enjoyed it a lot. I wish there was more than 4 episodes. If you're not really an anime sort of fan, it's fine. Like, it's not like you need to know much. You just need to know background with Castlevania, and they actually make it really bloody. They say a couple F-bombs. But it's actually really well done. Like, I want to see more. I actually want to see it being a full-fledged thing. Maybe they could do the other games, too, because I know this focuses on one of the games. And I know that there's a Castlevania timeline, so I'm curious if they are going to do other seasons with those timelines. But I was really hoping that they would fight Dracula. But, yeah, I liked it. On a scale of like 1 to 5, I'd give it like a 4.5. I mean, it was pretty good. I don't really have anything bad to say about it. Yeah, I'm just trying to think of something right now. Trying to think of something bad to say. I'm not going to say it was a perfect series to watch, because it's only 4 episodes. So that's probably why I'm giving it a 4.5 out of 5. But I just wish there was more episodes and it didn't take them a whole year. And the same director, producer, I forget what he is, but he's actually making an Assassin's Creed anime, so that could be why it's taking another year. But yeah, I'm gonna have to show some of my friends this if they haven't seen it yet. But yeah, I'm not the biggest Castlevania fan, but I still liked it a lot. So if it sounds pretty interesting to you, or you just have an interest in it, I'd check it out. It's definitely worth it. It's only 4 episodes. It's 20 some odd minutes each, 26 or so. So it's like, what, 2 hours if that? So yeah, definitely check it out. So until next time, maybe there'll be another video game review or something, but I'm gonna try and get some reviews out, you know, instead of all these podcasts. But until then, I'll catch you guys later, and let me know what you think of Castlevania, and you know where to reach us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Well, hope you guys have a good one, and happy gaming.